The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If the world hates you, realize that it hated me first. If you belong to the world would love its own, but you do not belong to the world, and I have chosen you out of the world. The world hates you. Remember the word that I spoke to you. No slave is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. And they will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they do not know the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back and welcome to the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. Going to do something today that I almost never do in a homily. I'm going to tell you a couple of personal stories because this feast day is really, really important to me, okay? So once upon a time, when I was a very little boy, my grandmother sat me down and told me a story. The story of Our Lady of Fatima, and I was absolutely fascinated by it. Now, I'm trusting that you already know the story of Our Lady of Fatima. Many of you, I'm sure, know it very, very well. It's probably the most widely known and most approved of all possible private revelations. So if those of you, anyone who doesn't know the story of Our Lady of Fatima, I hope you forgive me for kind of glossing over some of the details here. But you know, she sat me down and told me the story of Our Lady of Fatima, and I was absolutely fascinated. The story of three small children, Jacinta, Francisco, and Lucia, living in a small little village in Portugal named Fatima, who, in the year 1917, while the entire world was engulfed in a horrible worldwide conflict, the scale of which had never before been seen in all of human history, mysteriously received visions of the Mother of God on the 13th day of every month, beginning in May, and lasting until October. And she told them that God had sent her to the earth to help bring mankind back, because they'd wandered far, far astray. And that God's plan was that people would come back to her son, Jesus, with devotion to her Immaculate Heart. And she urged these little children, you know, too young to really understand what's going on, to do prayer and to do penance for poor sinners, a word that they probably didn't even understand. They were so little. And she told them that if the world did not turn back to God, that there would be terrible, bloody consequences the whole world over, and foretold to them major events of the 20th century that they could never possibly have known on their own, these simple farm children. That another world war, she said, would break out, even worse than the one that they were in now. That Russia, a country they'd probably never even heard of, would spread its errors throughout the world, leading to the annihilation of many nations and the sufferings of the Holy Father, but that in the end, her Immaculate Heart would triumph and the world would be given a period of peace. And she told them that the most important thing to do was to pray the rosary every single day for the conversion of poor sinners, and that for the attesting to the truth of her message, everyone would be able to see an astonishing miracle on the 13th day of October, and they were allowed to announce this to everybody, and they said that you can come back on the 13th day of October and you'll all see a great miracle, and boy, did they come. They came by the thousands. They came by the tens of thousands. They say 70,000 people gathered in the little village of Fatima to see the miracle that was promised, many of them explicit enemies of the church in the media who traveled up from Lisbon with the express purpose of discrediting the children and their visions, and by association, the gospel. And much to their astonishment, 70,000 people witnessed the astonishing miracle of the sun. And you know, my grandmother told me this story, and I was absolutely fascinated. Fast forward now, I'm 19 years old. I'm a student at the University of Granada, southern Spain. And like a lot of 19-year-olds, I've lost my way. Very unhappy, very confused, not knowing where to turn. And I remembered that once upon a time, my grandmother had told me this story of Fatima. And I said, "Dag gumbit, I'm going to go there." So I packed my bags and I traveled off to Portugal. And I went on a rickety little bus up to the small little village of Fatima. And something happened. Something happened to me when I got there. It wasn't a miracle, it wasn't a thunderbolt from the heavens, it wasn't a vision from on high, but something happened because I was never the same after I left. I started to pray. I started to believe. I started to believe in the real presence, something I'd never believed in before, in spite of all the arguments people had given me. And I started to say the rosary, and my whole life turned around. Ever since then, I've been absolutely convinced of the power of the Blessed Virgin Mary to change hearts, because I'm living proof of it. You know, they say that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. You've heard that before? When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And that means that people will learn when they want to learn. That lives will change when people want their lives to change. In our first reading, we heard the story of the travels of St. Paul, evangelizing in the Acts of the Apostles, spreading the gospel for the very first time ever. You know how St. Paul used to evangelize? He used to do this. He would go to a place that had never heard the gospel proclaimed before, and the first thing he'd do is go into the synagogue where he would announce the gospel. And some people would believe. To those people who believed, he sent further missionaries. He sent Silas and Timothy and all the ones that you've heard about from Acts of the Apostles. But he only sent them after they were converted. Never before. After their hearts were converted, they would listen. If their hearts were only partially converted, they would only listen partially. But if their hearts were not converted, they would not listen at all. How important is that initial conversion to God? And you know, no one does it better than the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's what she's been doing since the very beginning, bringing Jesus into the world. So ask yourself this question. Is there anyone in your life whose heart needs to be converted? Yes or yes? Yes. Entrust them to the care of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Maybe even give them a little something to read. Maybe even give them a little rosary. You never know. You just never know what she might do. But if anybody in all of heaven and earth has the power to move a heart, she can. I'm living proof. Let's ask for her prayers to help us today. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us.